It is Ryan Seacrest here. People always say it's good to unwind, but that's easier said than done. The exception, Chumba Casino. They actually make it easier done than said, or at least the same. Chumba Casino is an online social casino with hundreds of casino-style games like slots and blackjack. Play for fun. Play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Sign up now and collect your free welcome bonus at chumbacasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to a dollar per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods. Local flavors.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to a new episode of Advice from a Fuckboy, Quarantined Edition. This is your favorite fuckboy, Clint Coley, a.k.a. the Gals Dem Sugar, a.k.a. the People's Champion, a.k.a. James Brown, a.k.a. Clint Sweat. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here. This is day two of the quarantine situation with the whole coronavirus. Listen, mostly black people listen to this podcast. I don't have to tell y'all to wash your hands. Just fucking do it. Let me, you know, because now you got me in the house and I'm bored. All right. I'm in the house and I'm bored. All right. And my next two shows are canceled. So I was supposed to do Pittsburgh this week and I was supposed to do Jackson, Mississippi next week. Both shows are canceled. I'm really upset about that. This virus really affects me personally. So, man, you know, I get it. You know what I mean? Shit happens. But if y'all want to be like, yo, Clint, we got to help out the people. Shit, I'm not struggling. I'm okay. But if you want to hook me up, go grab something from the store. All right? Go grab something from the store. Everything is, I think it's 25% off when you use promo code stay in the house. All right, I'm serious. I think it's promo code stay in the house. The link is in the details of this podcast. Also, they haven't canceled Essence yet, so we haven't canceled our show yet. We are still going to be at Essence. We are still going to be doing a live podcast. It will be Sunday, July 5th. Make sure you get your early bird tickets for that. I'm not lowering the prices on them tickets, nigga, because the shit going to be over and you motherfuckers are going to be like, damn, I want to go. So the Essence tickets is still $10. I'm not going to $4. All right, support me. All right, God damn it, get you a ticket. If you know you're going to Essence, make that shit happen. All right, here we go. I'm sure y'all probably think I'm going to come on this podcast today, and I'm going to talk about being quarantined. And you think I'm going to talk about who you're going to be quarantined with, who's quarantine bae, all of that, you know, shit. And you're right. You're right. I'm going to talk about it. I have to talk about it. Why not talk about it? Come on, man. Let me tell y'all something, all right? I'm from the old school, all right? You know, I'm from the 90s, man. And when we was growing up, all right, when we was growing up, we used to be quarantined when it was snow days. Am I right or wrong? Snow days was the old school quarantine. You'd be in the house, be you and your parents. Sometimes your parents still had to go to work and you canceled school. So you in the crib all day. You got snacks. You got food. You got recess. You got, what else cartoons you got? You got Jerry Springer. And you know what I had with my girl? Do you know what I had with my girl? Talima Russell. Do you know what I had with you in 99? We had passions, baby. We had fucking passions. We'd be on the phone all day watching Passions, talking about it, you know? Rest in peace, Tommy. Damn it. That's what we did. And now you motherfuckers is quarantined with a nigga you probably don't like, all right? How did you get here? Who should you be quarantined with? Why would you want to be quarantined with somebody in the first place? Should you take this time to isolate yourself and be by yourself? What should you do? Clint, this is Clint Coley. This is advice from a fuckboy. And I'm going to tell you. All right? Here we go. You know, for me, anytime I've spent an extended amount of time with somebody, I get annoyed very quickly. I get annoyed very fucking quickly, all right? Some of you motherfuckers are not worth the pussy or the dick, all right? So first things first, people, when you're picking a quarantine bae, can you stand the motherfucker for more than 8 hours? Can you stand the person for more than a work shift? I'll never forget, there was this girl I was smashing back in the day. Her name was Andrea. Yes, I say names. Drea. All right, her name was Andrea, and she was cute, but boy, was she annoying. After about 3 hours of laying up in the bed with this bitch, I'm ready for her to go the fuck home and leave me alone. Can you do that with the person you're quarantined with? Some of y'all listening to this podcast, you're not in your Beamer or your Legend or your Honda or your Benz. Now you're in your house. You're on your king size, queen size, or your blow up mattress if you're broke. And you're sitting there listening to this podcast with the motherfucker you're quarantined with, thinking in my head, oh shit, I should leave. Absolutely. Absolutely. You should leave. Yo, there's so many people I've had sex with in my life that have legit gotten on my nerves. I'm gonna come out and say this. I had sex with a Trump supporter. I said it. I had sex with a Trump supporter. She was fine. She was fine. But I knew. She was fine and she had good pussy. But I knew she was not the person I could be quarantined with. Her Trump shit didn't rub off on me. And she was a black Trump supporter. Like, I never, and it was the way I found out. First of all, she wasn't upfront about it. All right? She wasn't upfront about it. First of all, anybody that supports Trump and listens to this podcast, listen. You look, it is what it is. Fuckboys support Trump too, just not this one. Anyway, this is how now black women on my timeline telling me I ain't shit. I ain't even do nothing. All I did was have sex with a Trump supporter. She's a black supporter. Here's what happened. We're having sex. She was already a bit weird to me in the first place. You know what I'm saying? Like, she would make weird off the wall, like, I would say some Black Lives Matter shit, and she'd be like, but sometimes, And I was like, that was a little bit of a red flag, but I didn't really pay it no mind. It was when I finally, here's what happened. We was fucking around the election. We was fucking around the election. And I asked her, I was like, yo, who? I jokingly said, we was laying in bed. I'll never forget, we was laying in bed. I was mad as shit because we're on the West Coast. So I'm watching this nigga get elected. I'm watching it. I'm watching this nigga get elected. Like, he wins Pennsylvania. Oh, shit. He, like, you know how, like, after, like, I'm mad. So I'm joking. I got to lighten the mood. I'm like, who you vote for? Ha, 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 ha. And she was like, I voted for Trump. And I was like, get the fuck out of here. Like, we joking. She was like, nah, I really voted for Trump. And that was like, it was awkward then. But I was like, all right, well, maybe I could still fuck. So I did. I fucked that night. I had to fuck my emotions off that Trump was now the president. But then we kept fucking. But then as we kept fucking, she realized that I was not a stupid dude. And she could have a conversation about politics with me. And now she's bringing up politics. And now we're fucking. And we now, afterwards, I'm laying in bed because, you know, Clint like to cuddle. I'm cuddling, talking about what Trump did for black people. She's literally looking me in my eyes. I'm rubbing her booty. And she's telling, literally, let's just say my championship belt is her and I'm cuddling with her. People watching live, you can see me do this. If I'm cuddling, this is her. I'm rubbing ass. I'm rubbing ass. And she's telling me about what Trump has done for African-American men and women. And this was the first time in my life that I've ever told a woman, you got to go. I said, yo, you got to leave. You know, I was Scar from The Lion King. What can I do? Leave. Leave Simba and never return. That's how I felt with this broad. Well, how you going to tell me what this nigga did for African Americans? So to think about it, imagine if I was quarantined with this chick now.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? If you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. Choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods, local flavors.
We can't leave the house. We watching the fucking election. She getting on my nerves. Well, you know Bernie Sanders can't beat Trump. Yeah, so what? So what? Shut up. You B-word. You offensive slur. But so that's the first thing. You got to figure out, can you be in the same room at the same time with this person for more than 24 hours? All right, I said 8 hours at first, but it's got to be a day. You got to be able to tolerate this shit. And I'm going to tell you right straight up, there's a lot of shit I don't fucking tolerate. I don't fucking tolerate that. All right? Now, the next thing that you need to figure out, all right, is the motherfucker fun? Are they fun? Are y'all just, like y'all have to legit enjoy each other's company? Like, maybe some things like y'all sitting across from each other and y'all playing pool. Or y'all want to watch some fun shit on TV. Or you got board games. Y'all want to play board games. Or, yo, they got that little question game in the little cube. There's, like, a bunch of questions you can ask. You guys may have been in a relationship for 5 years and still don't know some of these things that they ask on these question cards. Why don't you get something? Like, are they open to things like that? Because a lot of people don't want to have fun. A lot of people just want you go in your shit, I go in my shit, then we are that shit together. Then we can all be shit. And, you know, that's a lot. I mean, that's whack. I like to have fun with my person that I'm quarantined with or I had a snow day with, all right? So, like, when we had snow days when we were adults, you know, I would love to hang out with, you know, I would love to hang out. Like, I want to know, are we compatible in that sense? Again, we may not have to be in a relationship, but can we have fun together? Because at the end of the day, you got to entertain each other for a long motherfucking time, you know? I don't remember the last time that I've entertained someone like that, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's a long, like, and the question, you know, somebody brought it up on live, that question game that I just talked about, they have really, really good questions on that game. They ask you shit you never even thought of your own. And I think that that's a great fucking, you got to do shit like that. I bought a Sorry. I bought Trouble. I bought Simon. Like, have fun. Ladies, I know you want to watch your shows and he wants to watch your shows with you. But do what he want too, you know? Fellas, what are some things you like to do? You know? There's no sports on. Make your lady watch a sports documentary with you. Let her learn something, you know? I was watching the documentary on ESPN called Survive in Advance. Survive in Advance is about the 1983 North Carolina State Wolfpack team who had literally no NBA or credible NBA players, and they really willed their way to a college national championship, which is, to me, incredible and some of the best shit I've ever seen in my life. Because you learn not only about sports, but you learn about life lessons. Jimmy Valvano was a very, very great life coach. That's all I'm saying. I'm just offering extra wisdom, y'all. All right? Now, outside of having fun, you know I'm going to ask this question. Do you fuck good? Do you fuck good? All right? Now, let me ask an honest question. During quarantine time, how many times a day are y'all fucking? Let's say definitely neither one of y'all leaving the house for 3 whole days. You're not leaving the house for 3 whole days. How many times are you fucking? All right, per day. Somebody said 4. That's a lot. That's a lot. 4. God damn. Somebody said 3, 4. Okay. Somebody said once. I think that's whack. 4 times. So give me the times. So you're saying 4 times. 4 times you're fucking a day. So that means you're fucking, if you're not leaving the house for 3 days, you're fucking 4 times a day. That's 12 times you're having sex. That's 12 nuts. 12 nuts. Now, here's the thing. All right. How are you? Okay. I think y'all should come to an agreement on how many times a day. But I don't think there should be a number. I think it should just be, yo, I'm in the mood. Or she's like, yo, I'm in the mood. And y'all just be doing it. Somebody says morning, during the shower, after the nap, and before bed. Somebody else said morning, night, and before lunch, and late night. That's respect. That's respect. I mean, for me, I'm probably only having sex twice, maximum. I'm having sex twice, maximum, on the fucking, in a, here's why. Because me, I like having good sex. Sex puts me to sleep. And then I'm going to get up, and I'm not going to want to do it again. I got things to do, all right? I got things to do. And then later on in the evening, I'm going to want it. And then I'm going to go back to sleep. But see, here's the thing. Are y'all having sex with? I'm not having condom sex 4 times a day. I'm not having. I'm going to put that out there again, ladies. Clint Coley is not having condom sex 4 times a day. So if we're using condoms, if we're having safe sex, if safe sex saves money, get you a shirt. Safe sex saves money, right? If we're using condoms, I'm fucking twice. Because these nuts, because, come on, man. That's 12 condoms. I mean, four times three. That's 12 condoms. That's a lot of fucking condoms. Every 5 seconds, I gotta. If you're listening to me and you're not watching me, I'm faking like I'm putting a condom on. You know? Somebody said, let's keep it real. Some people are quarantined with new dick or pussy, so cover it up. I agree. If you are with, first of all, who is quarantined with new dick and new pussy? That's what I wanted. That's brave as fuck. I can't be quarantined with new dick, but I can't be quarantined with new pussy. I'm not, because new pussy is is too unpredictable. New pussy might not know how to act. New pussy might not wipe me off. New pussy might not make me a tuna fish sandwich after I'm done. New pussy would then have to be out. Be gone. Bye. Sayonara. Arrivederci. Aloha. Whatever you want to use. I'm just saying. Y'all are brave as fuck if y'all out here having you. Y'all brave as fuck if you got new pussy or new dick in your house right now. You lost your goddamn mind. It ain't gonna be me. It ain't gonna be me. I don't do that. Come on, man. Y'all out here quarantined with the wrong motherfuckers, man. Here's another question I'm asking with the person you're quarantined with. How's their hygiene? You ever asked that shit? How is their hygiene? Are they part of the problem? Like you fucking somebody, they go to the bathroom. They come out the bathroom. You don't hear no water running. You don't hear no water running. Now you like, oh shit. You, motherfucker, you are part of the problem. Yo, or you quarantine with somebody and they coughing the whole time. I'm not coughing, y'all, and I'm okay. But you got somebody barking the whole time. You like, yo, what the fuck? Listen, man. I'm going to get into an ass Clint later on. But this is disgusting what I'm going to tell y'all this chick and this guy is doing. But that's another story. But what I'm saying is, are y'all fucking somebody who has good hygiene?
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? If you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. Choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you, from pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
That's the million-dollar question. I never forget, I hit this chick, and she ain't wipe her ass good. I swear to God. I was like 17. I never forget this shit. I was hitting this chick named Megan. And, like, we weren't old enough to take showers together. So I she had to go. I told her my dad was coming home. I'm not joking. Yep. Now, there's a lot of things I've done nasty to get pussy, but I wasn't finishing on that one. I was like, oh shit, I think my dad come home. Like, yeah. I stopped talking to her for that. I stopped talking to her for that, and then I stopped talking to another girl because I took this chick on the road with me one time, right? And we was in the room, and I go to the bathroom, and there's Dookie in the toilet. So I had this chick on the road with me who don't fucking flush. What happened probably was she took a poop, wiped her ass, closed the lid, and went and took a shower. When you should have flushed, bitch. And now, Nicole, because I say names, I ain't gonna say her at name. But now, I gotta cut you off because you left a log in the fucking toilet. I don't need a chick without good hygiene. I want to be with somebody who wipes their vagina and their ass. Ladies, if you came to my house and you're quarantined with me, if you're quarantined with me, I have wet wipes. I have wet wipes. I have wet wipes. So you can wipe your ass properly. All right? You can wipe your ass properly in my house. I should be quarantined with somebody who has good hygiene. What did you walk in on? You walked in on me telling you that you need to be quarantined with somebody who has good hygiene. You deserve that. Ladies, if you're listening to this, please don't be quarantined with a nigga who dick stink. He gotta go. He needs to go out into society with the rest of the motherfuckers who don't wash their dicks or vaginas or balls. You need to be quarantined with people who wipe their ass. That's going to be crazy. That's wild. Here's another thing you should be quarantined with somebody. And this is very important. What kind of music does this nigga listen to? Or does this girl listen to? What kind of music do they listen to? I'm not going to be quarantined all day with somebody who is listening to Johann Sebastian Bach. All right? And I like Bach. You know? My boy Carlos Miller is watching my live. He says, you don't know if somebody wiped their ass too or not until it's too late. Shout out to the 85 South Show, man. But that's true. But the question is, are you quarantined with somebody? What does the person look like? I mean, what do they listen to? I'm sorry. What does the person listen to? Again, I like Bach. I don't want to hear this motherfucker all day. All right? What are we listening to? All right? See, the problem is you stuck with somebody where they listen to some bullshit. They're like, aw, man. Or you're quarantined with somebody. You're listening to music. You're bopping. And guess what? They don't know what you're singing. And now look at you. Looking stupid. And they're not partaking in the joy that you have. Serious. You need to be quarantined with somebody who listens to everything. Bro. Yesterday, I was quarantined. All right. It was day one. And let me tell y'all what I was doing. I was by myself, but then I was on FaceTime. I'm having a conversation. I'm listening to music. Now, I'm not a gospel guy at all. I'm not a gospel guy, but this is 90s shit. Y'all wasn't coming outside when that was, y'all wasn't coming outside yet. Anyway, I was listening to that. They didn't understand that. And then guess what? I said in my mind, you can't be quarantined with me, not know what the Mississippi Children's Choir. What's wrong with you? How you don't know that? You know, I knew you, nigga. First of all, I was dating this girl who didn't know how lit church was in 97. Nigga, when Kirk Franklin first bust on the scene, I knew church was serious when they was playing Stomp at like 9 p.m. at club hours on Power 99 back in the day. They was playing Kirk Franklin at like, I'm not joking. Literally, you would go from, I got no time for fake niggas. Just sip some Cristal with the every, and then you would hear, do you think that gospel music has gone too far? I'm not joking. Anyway, be quarantined with somebody who likes the same kind of music you like. Bottom line, all right? You wake up in the morning, you make breakfast, and you listening to music, and they don't know what the fuck you doing. Peace. Bye. All right? Here's another thing. Let's say you're in a relationship. Or let's say, not a relationship, but y'all just started talking. But you want to do this whole quarantine thing. It's still new to you. You need to be at the person's house who has laundry. You need to be quarantined with somebody who has laundry in unit. That goes without saying. Laundry in unit. Can't be taking your shit to the laundromat nowadays. It's fucked up out here. Just a small anecdote. All right. Here's the last thing that I think you should be quarantined with somebody with. And this is an important one. And this is mainly for my fellas, to choose a woman wisely. Fellas, be quarantined with a woman who knows what she wants to eat. Fellas, put the fucking speaker to your ear and listen to me closely. Please be quarantined with a woman who knows what she wants to eat. Whether it's takeout, whether it's you cooking, something, she better know, all right? Because there's nothing worse than being quarantined with a fuck motherfucker who don't know what they want to eat. And we're sitting there going hours on hours on hours without eating. And then she's going to say, oh, you ordered yourself something, order me nothing? Yeah, bitch, because you don't know what the fuck you want to eat. Fellas, please, holler at me when you hit me. Fuck boys, are you with me? See what I did there? That was called a callback in comedy. What I did was I was talking about Kirk Franklin about 5 minutes ago. And then what I did was I said, now, GP, are you with me? Referring to Kirk Franklin, GP, are you with me? Oh, yeah, we got the church. We ain't going. Anyway, I'm sorry. That's why I'm a comedic genius. That was arrogant. I'm sorry. I'm high and drunk. And I'm talking to myself or people on live. And you motherfuckers is going to listen to this podcast and be like, Clint crazy. Anyway, yes, fellas, be with someone who you know knows what they want to eat. Please. All right? Please. You don't deserve this, all right? You don't deserve this. You deserve a woman who is equipped to answer that very penetrating question. All right.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. Everybody needs some variety in life. That's what I love about Chumba Casino. They know how to keep things fresh and exciting. All their games are free to play, like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire. You can claim free daily login bonuses too. And they release new games every week. So spice things up with ChumbaCasino.com now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you. From pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
Ladies, I got one more for you. All right. Ladies, I want you to be quarantined with two other extra things that a man should provide. Ladies, number one, you giving him pussy, he's in your house. Please be quarantined with a man who wants to take out your trash, who don't wait for you to say something. The shit's piled up and the nigga is on it. He sees it piled up. She says, what you doing? And he says, I'm taking out the trash. and you're like, yeah, okay. Be quarantined with a nigga who takes out the trash. And be quarantined with a nigga who eats you out first. Bottom line. That's what I want for you, ladies. I want you to be quarantined with somebody who eats you out first and take out the garbage without being asked. Fellas, if you do these two things, you will have food and pussy on command all throughout these troubled times. All right? That's what you're doing, fellas. You do these two things right, I guarantee you she's going to be silly putty in your hands. You do these things right, fellas, she's calling you daddy. You do these things right, fellas, you're going to make her say my name. No, I'm playing. That's DL's joke. But yes, when you do these two things, fellas, you're going to be like Clint's the people's champion. Do it. You eating up all the snacks, right? You eating up all the snacks, right, fellas? You eating all the cinnamon buns. You eating all the Oreos. You drinking all the Brita water she got in her fridge. All right? You eating all the cereals. The least you can do, bro, is take that trash out. All right? Offer to take the trash out. You do that, and when you about to smash, before you take your dick out, take your tongue out. Fellas, before you take your dick out, take your tongue out. That's the name of this episode. Fellas, before you take your dick out, take your tongue out. Take that out first. Take it out. Unzip her pants, move her panties to the side. I'm talking like a 50-year-old freak, nigga. But eat her out first. Eat it. It's yours. Claim it. While you're eating, say, Miss, my, yes. Talk to it. Now, wait a minute. Don't be too rough. And don't, you're eating the clit, fellas. Focus on the clit. And as a matter of fact, this is another thing. Fellas, when she says right there, don't move. Right there. Keep doing that. Do not stop doing that. That means please pass go. Please collect $200. Please pass go. She's begging you to pass go. She wants you to collect $600. She wants you to buy Park Place. She wants you to buy a fucking boardwalk. You can put houses on that bitch. Stay right there. And ladies, help me out. Keep my head right there. Don't move me. Don't move me. Ladies, I want your hands on my head like I'm doing sit-ups. Hands on my head like I'm doing sit-ups. Yeah, fellas, this is what you should be doing when you're quarantined. I'm helping you out. Y'all know me, I don't talk about fucking on this podcast by myself. Usually when I talk fucking, I bring on Asia, which I got to bring her on next episode. But we talking about fucking. Good sex during the fucking quarantine. Y'all need that. Come on, fellas. Provide good dick during this. Ladies, provide good ass during this. There's no sports. So now when I'm fucking, you got my undivided attention. When I'm fucking, I'm not worried about what Tom Brady is doing. Even though he's going to the Buccaneers. Ha ha, Patriots fans, fuck you. Yeah. Yeah. Fellas, you got this. We are making this, we're going to make the best out of this. Just don't make no babies. If y'all just like friends, don't make no babies. you know, because then you done. You're fucking done. I got to Ask Clint that I'm about to read. All right, for those of y'all that don't know what Ask Clint is, people ask me dumbass questions. I give them dumbass answers. It says, "Hey, Clint, I love you and I love your podcast. Just started listening about 2 weeks ago, and I think the shit is absolutely hilarious. Keep doing what you're doing." Thank you. With that being said, my husband's hygiene is getting to the point where I don't even want to be in the same room with him. We've been married for a year. We waited to live together to get married, and I'm sorry, I just never knew that his hygiene was this bad. He does not like to shower. He does not wipe his behind properly, and it's getting to the point where I think that him and I should probably just call it quits. I'm asking you, what should I do before it gets to that point? I love my husband, and I don't want to lose him over something like this. Please help. Listen, let me tell you something. Y'all know what my favorite movie is? You know what my favorite movie is? One of my favorite, everybody's a big fan of Love and Basketball, and everybody's a big fan of Love Jones. My favorite movie is Brown Sugar. I love Sydney and I love Dre. There's a scene in Brown Sugar where Dre catches his wife on a date with Richard Lawson. She catches him on a date with Richard Lawson. And he's asking, "Do you want a drink?" He's like, "Yeah, man, we're going to have a drink. We're going to have a toast. We're going to have a toast to my divorce." That's exactly what the fuck you should be having right now. A toast to your divorce. There's no goddamn reason why you are in love or being with a man who fucking stinks. Who fucking stinks. How are you with a man who does not like to wash his ass? You lost your goddamn mind. I'm not with nobody who don't know how to wipe their motherfucking ass. That is absolutely ludicrous, yo. Can you imagine? Oh, my God. Like, dingleberries. Look, here's the thing. This is why I tell y'all, y'all need to be with each other, like, live together before you get married, because you would have known this before, and now you're stuck with this guy till death do you part, and unfortunately you're going to die because this nigga underarm stink. Here's what you need to do. All jokes aside, here's what you need to do. You need to have one last conversation with him, and you need to explain to him the way you're explaining to me. I think what you might be doing is you might be making it seem like it's not a big deal. Or you're saying, like, or he'll take one or two showers and that's it. But the problem is that him taking, his hygiene needs to change, not just him taking a shower, because it's probably now in his diet and the shit he eats. And now the shit is coming out of his pores. The shit is in his pores. Like, that's how bad he smells at this point. So you have to tell him, like, "Hey, we need to go on a cleanse. This has to be something that is daily. This has to be something that I'm willing to work with you with, because it's affecting our relationship. So if you're with your husband, help me." You know, first of all, it sucks that you have to remind a grown-ass man to shower more than once a day. He needs to be showering 2 to 3 times a day now. All the time. When he comes home, shower. Shower. And he needs to change his diet. He needs to shower and he needs to change his diet. He needs to be drinking a lot of water. He needs to be drinking a lot of water. You honestly, fellas, do you really want to know why a lot of women don't want to swallow your shit? Because a lot of y'all don't fucking, you want women to eat pineapples so her pussy will taste good. Motherfucker, you need to drink some water so your fucking pee don't stink and your fucking sperm don't fucking taste nasty. Oh, we don't want to have that conversation, do we? Oh, we don't want to have that conversation. Okay. Let me not have that conversation. But, sir, ma'am, you have to tell him that this is causing a wedge between your relationship. If you see that he's trying to improve and he's constantly taking showers and he's not even trying to touch you. He's just constantly taking showers, and he's willing to, because that kind of shit goes in your clothes, it goes in your bed. When you start seeing improvement, then y'all can start. But he has to really do something differently. That is disgusting. I don't know how it gets there with somebody like that. There's no way in hell that I'm having sex with anybody who smells awful like that. It's not happening. That hurts. I would hate for it to be me. And a loved one is, you know, that's disgusting. Advice from a fuck, all the advice from a fuck boy people that listen to this podcast, bow your heads, close your eyes real quick, and let us pray. Dear God, I pray for the anonymous person that wrote into my podcast about her husband. I'm praying for her husband to wash his musty balls consistently for the rest of his life till death do him part. I am praying for that to happen. God, we see all things. We can do all things through you, which strengthens us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, ladies and gentlemen. Woo. Hallelujah. All right. Anyway, but yeah, man, that's wild. Ladies and gentlemen, we've come to the end of the podcast. You know, we've already done the Ask Clint. We're quarantined. I might put out an episode every day. That's what might be happening right now. What did we learn today? Ladies and gentlemen, we learned that you should be having... Oh, what did we learn? Fellas, pull out your tongue before you pull out your dick. Before you pull out your dick, pull out your tongue. Somebody, you know, that's what you should be doing. That's what we found out today, fellas. Ladies and gentlemen, thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for laughing. If you guys want to support me right now, the best way to do it is go to www.advicefromafckboy.com. Everything is 25% off at the store, and that would do me some really good stuff. So help me out. I'd really appreciate it. Thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for laughing. Don't forget, we are still on for Essence Festival 2. All right, y'all. Have a good day. Stay safe. Wash your fucking bodies. Bye. You want to keep it?
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway, fresh foods, local flavors.